gonna apply the pressure, okay? It's gonna get a little tight.
Every year, the South Texas Blood and Tissue Center collects 130,000 units of blood. Now, as mandated by the Food and Drug Administration, each and every one of those donations will be screened for the mosquito-borne Zika virus. An increase in Zika-positive donations in the Miami area prompted the change. Since Americans travel frequently and the disease can be transmitted sexually, health experts say there's a chance the disease will continue breaking out in small pockets around the country over the next few years. The blood bank's medical director, Dr. Rachel Bedard, instituted voluntary screening in July. She says the FDA is making the right move.
I think it's a good thing. I feel for our area, it's such a high risk. They do feel that it's important to get every donor tested. So if a donor is not willing to get tested for Zika, then we won't be able to accept their donation.
You're going to feel some pressure and a little sting, okay?
Blood donor Maria Cortez of San Antonio says she doesn't understand why everyone doesn't want their blood tested for Zika anyway.
I think it's crazy. A lot of innocent children are suffering because maybe someone didn't get tested.
The risk from Zika is greatest for unborn babies of pregnant women infected with the virus, an increased risk of devastating birth defects. Although the risk of acquiring Zika from transfusion is low, the FDA doesn't want to take any chances.
So give me about four good squeezes and then you're just going to hold it, okay?
Texas is one of 11 states given the directive to universally test for Zika by late this month. The other 39 states will be required to have their Zika blood testing in place within 2 more months. When the local Zika test was voluntary, about 85% of local donors agreed to be screened. Dr. Bedard says she hopes everyone will understand the importance of the testing now.
I'm really hoping that we don't lose donors because of this.
Of all the people qualified to give blood, less than 5% actually do, making their donations crucial. Wendy Rigby, Texas Public Radio News.